knows which movies make you laugh and which ones make you cry. If you love films, then Dean's your guy. So grab yourself some popcorn. He will not talk about hard boys' teeth.
Your transaction has been approved.
Dean just sent you a thank you card. What's that all about?
Imagine my embarrassment when I called and it was Wendy's voice on the other line.
I called that same number once and it was Max Armstrong. Isn't that something?
Yeah. Hog bellies means a whole new thing.
Yes, it does.
And the weird thing is Bill didn't hang up.
No, I stayed on the line.
Max is very personable.
Yes, he is. And gentle.
He's very
okay.
He's very gentle.
Wow.
Dean Richards. Don't tell us. Dean Richards is with us. We're here to talk about
combine.
Movies. No, don't.
Concubine.
Don't. But, Dean, you're taking a big trip, and it turns out Wendy's husband's going to be in the same exact place as you are.
Yeah, we're vacationing. We're vacationing together. And I didn't even have to pay him like I just did Wendy.
No, he comes much cheaper.
We're both going to the Lucas Ranch in Northern California to see the new Star Wars movie, Rogue One. And we'll see the movie tomorrow night.
Yeah.
And we'll have a romantic dinner afterwards and then interview the cast the next day.
Oh, that's going to be fun. Have you been there?
The whole cast will be there, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That's what I'm told.
Have you been to the Lucas Ranch before?
I never have. I thought he was moving it all here to Chicago.
Well,
and it turns out that's not going to happen.
That didn't happen. Nope.
So, no, I'm super excited. I understand that Jim has been there, though. So
with me, I've attended as well.
Oh, you've been too.
Yes. It's beautiful and spacious, and there's Skywalker wine, and there's cattle. It's beautiful. It's a hidden gem, and like you wouldn't know. It's not like gleaming, pointing lights going, here's Skywalker Ranch. It's very beautiful.
Sure, very unassuming. Just north of San Francisco.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Now, here's a question. George Lucas has been fairly vocal about the fact that he wasn't really involved as much as he wanted to be in the last Star Wars film. So is his involvement a little bit more or less in this new one?
I don't think so.
No?
But Wendy may know more about this than me, but I don't think really there's virtually any involvement anymore except his name. Disney owns the whole thing now.
Right.
And
Does he know they're having the screening at his house?
I don't think he read the fine print in the contract.
Uh-oh.
But, you know, Disney owns Marvel Comics now.
Yeah.
Disney bought this, and they're Disney-fying it all, which is, I'm definitely not saying a bad thing. They know how to market these things. They're expanding it. You know, they're creating these standalone films outside of the original franchise.
Mm-hmm.
This one is, Rogue One is supposed to be set between episodes 3 and 4
mm-hmm.
and is about a group of rebels trying to steal the plans for the dreaded Death Star that we know from episodes 4, 5, and 6, if I've got all my numbers correctly. If not, I'm sure I'll have about 50,000 emails from Star Wars fans correcting me in a few minutes. But I'm pretty sure that's what it is. But if you know Star Wars, you know the dreaded Death Star, and you know that's kind of focused on this. Their next standalone film is going to be about young Han Solo. So I kind of like what they're doing, and I don't really I don't see them, you know, diluting the franchise. I think it's in good hands.
Some characters that we know from other Star Wars movies are in this one. It's mostly new characters, but for the most part, it's a mixture, right? Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I would say it's mostly new, but it's younger versions of some of the characters.
Millennial Star Wars, that's what they're calling it.
Yeah,
Millennial Falcon. The ship in
there you go.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how I feel about Disney mixing in some of their Disney characters into this. I don't remember Goofy being on the Millennium Falcon at all.
He wasn't.
Or was Donald Duck ever a stormtrooper?
I don't think so.
I don't remember that myself.
No.
Wouldn't that be great, though, if you see a young Han Solo and instead of Chewie, just traveling next to him, it is Goofy?
But I have to say,
Pluto!
I saw the clip of Darth Vader singing Bare Necessities, and it's fantastic.
Right. Still racist.
Is it? Yeah, it is kind of, I guess. Yeah, it is kind of. All right, so I'm glad. That sounds exciting to go to this. Where else do you want to see this movie?
Super excited. Super excited.
It's going
to
be great.
Not only to see this movie, I don't know that I'm quite as big a fan as, you know, as Jimmy Mack, but I'm definitely a fan.
You are a fan, which surprised me.
I am definitely a fan. I am definitely a fan, but I can, you know, I'm going to be lost if he starts getting into the nuances of, you know, certain things. I love them. I appreciate them. I'm super excited for this to come out.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we'll see. Hopefully I don't hate it.
Good. We all hope.
How would that be?
That would be terrible.
That would be bad.
That's going to make for an awkward dinner with me and Jimmy Mack if I come out of it and I think it stinks.
Yeah.
Well, Jim wants to interview you for Rebel Force Radio, so make sure the interview happens before you see it.
Do the interview first before I hate it?
Yes.
Right.
Please.
That'll go over big on Rebel Force Radio. Yeah, we're going to interview somebody who hates this.
I don't know how you could hate it, though. I mean, I've really liked, I know there's three you don't really
enjoy.
Three
out of the seven have been awful.
Awful's a strong word.
Yeah.
Which one? Phantom Menace?
Yeah.
I think that one was bona fide awful.
Yeah.
The others were not so great.
Was that when we first met Jar Jar?
Yeah. First and last.
I can't remember
any of
this stuff.
Got rid of
pretty
quick.
Yeah,
I've seen all of them
Jar
once.
Jar Jar was awful.
Yeah.
That said, I am going to buy the Jar Jar key ring.
Oh, you have to. Why wouldn't you? Are you kidding?
I hope they have a thimble, a Jar Jar Binks thimble. Because I'm telling you right now, if you're on my Christmas list, you're getting some Star Wars crap on it for Christmas.
With a note that says, a thimble of my appreciation, your friend Dean Richards.
Oh, that's genius.
Wouldn't that be nice?
That's sweet.
Dean Richards is here. We're talking movies. If you want to jump in, 312-7200, back after this.
We are talking to Dean Richards, and we're talking about movies that are opening, and what do we need to know about what's going on?
There's not a lot going on this week, surprisingly, right before the holidays, because they're in the next two weeks, really, there are going to be so many amazing movies that are opening up. I just saw Denzel Washington's Fences, which is going to be one of the big Oscar movies of the year. I just saw Jessica Chastain's Miss Sloane, an amazing, like, straightaway drama. I'll tell you a lot more about them as we get a little closer to their openings. But this week, we have one movie that they're not even showing to the critics called Incarnate with Aaron Eckhart. And it looks like kind of a horror film. I honestly don't even know that much about it since they're not showing it to us. But also Shia LaBeouf has a movie that's opening this week. It's really under the wires. It's only in four theaters in the Chicago area, so if you're interested in seeing this, you really sort of have to search to find a theater for it. But it is, I'm afraid, a not very well done story about an Afghani veteran who comes back to the U.S. with a post-traumatic stress disorder. Ultimately, if you can stay with this really badly told story, flashbacks. You know how some films, they have flashbacks,
sure,
back and forth,
yeah,
and you're not sure if you're in the future and the past, and what does this have to do with that? That's kind of how this movie is. I think it's the construction of this film, the script of this film, takes away what could have been a much more important story about how war leaves people an emotional mess, leaving them with this very, very important and serious disorder, the post-traumatic stress disorder.
Mm-hmm.
It could have been a much more powerful story about that, and it winds up not being, really. I'm only giving it a C-.
Okay.
So, Shia LaBeouf, the performances are great.
I like him. Yeah. Is he doing better in his personal life?
He seems to. He's still, you know, definitely orbiting in his own stratosphere. But there's no denying he's an amazing actor, and you know that's one thing with this movie. I mean, you stay with it despite the fact that it's confusing and kind of boring because his performance is so great. And then when the story finally begins to make sense, which is really at the end of the movie, you just don't care about the story anymore. But when you leave it, you know, you go, it was a good performance. I wish the story had been told better. So huge disappointment with that. So new movies for this weekend, not that exciting. I'm going to say, if you're interested in seeing some of the movies that are out this week, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them is still racking it up at the box office.
Dean, I saw that the other night.
Yeah, what'd
and
you think of it?
I liked it. I had a lot of the same feelings you had, that it was really fun to watch, a beautiful movie to watch, had its flaws. But the thing that I kept thinking is, I don't remember ever seeing a movie that shot 1920s New York as beautifully as this did.
Right.
And then I find out later, not a single frame of it is shot in New York.
Yeah.
None of it.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? I think they shot a few exteriors, but they are far and few between. Hmm. But visually, the movie is fantastic. And Harry Potter fans really seem to be loving this way, way, way more than I did. I liked it. I wasn't nuts about it. But I think that's definitely one worth seeing for the whole family. Moana, the animated film, is great.
Is it really?
It really is great. It's one of the better animated, one of the best animated films of the year. Arrival, the Amy Adams, Jeremy Renner film, is really interesting. Hacksaw Ridge is still out there if you haven't seen that. Who doesn't want to see a massively graphic war film right before the holidays?
Sure. Good timing.
Kind of make you feel better about your own family's disagreements.
Right.
Andrew Garfield, that's another one that's amazing. I'm saying pass on Bad Santa 2.
Really?
Was really disappointed, and I was a huge fan of the first movie. Hugely disappointed in that. Allied, the Brad Pitt and Marianne Cotillard film, I think is nothing special. Edge of 17, it's a story about a teenager out of place in high school. It's not really a coming-of-age film, but it's really well done, really well told, really well written. That's another one that's great. And I saw I saw the new musical out of the Paramount Theater yesterday.
Oh, The Little Mermaid?
The Little Mermaid. They stage these great shows for the holiday season because they know people have a little more time.
Yeah.
Take the families out, go see a play. This is just perfect for the entire family. It's based on the Disney animated film, but they do such a nice job telling the story about the mermaid that falls in love with a handsome prince. It's a true story, by the way.
Oh, it is a true story.
It's a true story. the mermaid who makes a deal with a sea witch, yep, so she can be with her true love, the handsome prince
Eric,
on land.
Yeah.
And the performers are just great. The production, the staging. They do a lot of wire work in the show.
Oh, they do?
So it makes it seem like they're swimming. Oh. With the way they do the lighting and the special effects and everything on stage, and this wire work, it looks like they're actually swimming in water, which is
that's excellent,
really cool. And I think the kids I got a big kick out of it.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Well, now that he loves The Little Mermaid so much, you should get him that Zulily Mermaid throw for Christmas, Bill.
Dean, I haven't bought you a gift yet. I may get you one of those.
I would love that.
All right.
I would love that.
They're functional and they're attractive.
Fun and functional.
Yeah, they are. They're both.
Those are the best kinds of gifts.
Aren't they?
As we all know, the two Fs.
That's Dean Richards.
Safe travels. Have
safe
fun.
Travels over to the Skywalker Ranch.
Fun.
May the Force be with you.
We'll talk when you get back, Dean.
Bye.
All right. More after this.